HKX, N4ZLK Mobile.
PI4DOS Mobile.
Good afternoon. I guess Patrick's not in his vehicle. How are you today?
Well, honest, my tire's showing a little bit. I've been out working in the yard most of the afternoon. I picked up all kinds of trash with my two dogs. I got one puppy and she chews everything. I picked all that stuff up and then I got the leaf blower out and started blowing leaves. And my tires are showing a little bit.
It's good to get out and do that, but it can wear on you. I cleaned up the yard, just the leaves and stuff that it collected over the winter time. I still got some greens growing that made it through the winter. It was time to start getting ready to put some new stuff in, some new greens and early stuff, if I'll get a chance to. I don't know. I was going to do it today, but I had a lot of paperwork I still had to do from all this medical stuff that I was trying to take care of. And now I got a phone call. My daughter's calling me, so let me let you go. Good to hear you. KI4DOS, N4ZLK.
To your daughter. I'll be here for a few more minutes. Enjoyed it a little short. N4ZLK, KI4DOS Mobile.
DOS, KN4CHY.
Well, good afternoon there, Keith. How are you today, KI4DOS Mobile?
Good. I just finished the mobile. I destinated. I got out of the car and heard you and Shane talking, and y'all were crystal clear on the HT, so I thought I'd try to get back to you.
HT, it is doing a fine job. You're all but full quieting into the repeater. I mean, there's just a little bit of noise, but ain't much. Sounding good. What have you been up to today? Just a normal work thing?
Normal work thing, and it seems like I worked all day, and I solved a lot of other people's problems, but I didn't get much of my stuff done. So you'll have days like that, I guess.
Sometimes it's unfortunate, but who knows, you know, by solving their problems, it may solve some of yours at a later date.
And getting all those problems solved, still get a feeling of accomplishment, so that's the good part about it. Yeah, and I'm coming in on I bought an FT60 about a month ago. So that's what I've been carrying around, just kind of monitoring at work. I can't hit the repeater from work because I got a big old Faraday cage of a building in front of me. So, like I said, I got out here and heard y'all coming in clear, and I thought I'd try to get back to you.
That is doing a fine job. It really is. I've been out working in the yard most of the day, and I was telling Shane my tires are showing. And Joy and I normally eat out on Thursday night. That's something we started a long time ago when I was working. And she came outside. She said, "Are we eating out tonight?" And I said, "Well, I don't know. What day is it?" She said, "It's Thursday." That's what I guess we are.
Sure, I guess that's why you're mobiling now, is going to wrangle something to eat.
She wanted a cheeseburger from the clock. She hadn't had one of those in a while, so I'm going to the clock over here on 183 in Hamburg, over in Dacresville, and get her a cheeseburger, and we'll go from there.
I miss that place. We had one in Fountain Inn that was, and I tell you, back when we were going there, it was in little portable storage buildings. And they had the best chili cheeseburgers of anybody around. They eventually built another standalone building, and that was right before we left them over in Fountain Inn. And it was still good, but it wasn't as good as it was, I guess, with all the seasoned equipment at the old place. So
I understand you completely. We've been eating out of this particular place for, oh gosh, a number of years now. And the people are real nice, and so we continue to come. It takes about 10 minutes from the house, so it's not too bad. Food's normally still hot when I get it back home, so I can't complain.
Nice. I hadn't been over in Fountain Inn way in a long time. Last time I was over that way, Simpsonville over on the other side of 385 had, man, that place had grown up like Woodruff Road did. So I never did venture down into Fountain Inn much after that. But yeah, boy, hearing the clock just about makes my stomach growl. It was
a good thing. I don't know, maybe not. You know, you just got off work and you're headed to the house or whatnot. But I hope you have something good for supper and that sort of thing. I've arrived here at the restaurant. I got to jump out and run inside for a minute. Good talking to you. I hope you have a great evening, what's left of it. And we'll talk at you again here a little bit later. KN4CHY, KI4DOS Mobile.
Y'all enjoy too, and we'll catch you a little later. Y'all have a great evening and a great day tomorrow. 73 KN4CHY, I'll be very listening.
Corazette LK Mobile.
How are you this evening?
I guess Gary signed off. I had to turn my radio off when I was on the phone because it doesn't turn all the volume doesn't turn all the way down now for some reason. So I had to turn it off so I could talk to my daughter, and I guess he signed off on me.
Be back in a minute. He got to the restaurant. Was picking them up a cheeseburger, I guess. So you should hear him back on, I imagine, on the way back to the house.
I had to cut it off because my phone started ringing, and I'm going to be out here in a couple minutes destinating one of my places here. But good to hear you. I haven't heard you in a while. Hope you're doing well.
Pretty good. Just been back doing the working in-house thing, not working from home. So that's kept my days tied up. I can't get on the radio like I used to. I was telling Gary I'd take this FT60 to work with me and, you know, use it to just kind of monitor around with. But that building that we're in is just a big honking Faraday cage. You can barely get a cell signal inside of it. And the building is between me and the repeater, so there's no chance of getting through it out to the repeater. So I just sit there and monitor most of the time.
Well, if you don't like being there, I'm sorry. So I feel for you. If you prefer to be at home, you know, I know you have better access to the radio, but it's kind of nice to have the radio around while you're working too. I have it when I was doing some paperwork this morning in my office, and I had the radios on. Kept getting distracted by the radio, but I had to get that stuff done. So, but I like having it there. I'll turn it on when I'm doing something else, just to kind of monitor, like you were talking about.
Actually, what I did when I was working from home, I'd have it on in the background, and every now and then, Dave or somebody would come in and start with some really interesting conversation, so I'd have to go in and jump in. But most of the time, I'd listen. And when I was on, you know, when I was taking a break, I'd go in there and sit down. And if anybody was on then, I'd jump in. So that's mostly when y'all heard me, probably. But yeah, kind of miss working from home, and we are back on a rotating schedule, but I've got a new, three new people working with me, and they're just too green to kind of turn loose with the support on the shop floor, so I've kind of opted to still work it at the plant for a little while until they can get their legs up under the load.
Get them all trained up and then let them go on their own. Listen, I'm about where I'm going, so I need to put the mic down so I can change some gears. Good to talk to you today, and hope to hear you again soon. KN4CHY, N4ZLK. We'll talk to you later.
Good to hear from you too, and we'll catch you a little later. 73, have a good evening, and be safe out there. N4ZLK, KN4CHY, I'll be clear listening.